Observations on Tenmar Valley by Warlock Carindon, a Guildmage's Notes on a Spreading Disease. This region is more secluded than I anticipated. There are ruins that suggest the Khajiit lived here in some numbers once, but it's clear that this valley has not been occupied for quite some time. I should be able to conduct my experiments here entirely undisturbed. I noticed blooming on the higher peaks of this mountain, splashes of bright blue among the grays and greens. It's an odd time of year for flowers to open their petals. But perhaps it's the altitude at play. My study is deep enough within the cave that they shouldn't be a distraction. The wind carries a stench of rot. It fills my study, and even the changeling seems sickened by it. I found nothing recently deceased nearby, but the stench continues to permeate the area. I would assume the stench rolls in from the mountaintops, but they are a more vibrant blue than ever. Unless they are the most putrid-smelling blossoms on Nirn, I can't imagine they are the cause. They are the cause. What I mistook for blooming wildflowers appears to be something else entirely, possibly a swarm of invasive insects if the creatures I saw earlier are any indication. A bluish cloud engulfed a flock of birds in the distance and sent the lot plummeting to the ground. Celine has finally deigned to speak to me voluntarily. She feels a sickness spreading here. Of all the damnable luck! There is clearly some risk to Celine if I stay, but abandoning months of research to what? Bugs? I must weigh my options carefully.